A good evening. Do not attempt to adjust your radio. There is nothing wrong. We have taken control as to bring you this special show. We will return it to you as soon as you are grooving.
And now, broadcasting live, galaxy-wide, deep from within the computer talk command and control bunker from an undisclosed location in the sunny Southwest, it's Computer Talk with Dave Mason. And now, your host for Computer Talk, Dr. Dave.
Good day, America. Welcome to another edition of Computer Talk with Dave Mason, border to border, coast to coast, and galaxy-wide, your home of common sense technology. I'm looking at my list this morning. We've got 108 stories to do. I don't know if we'll be able to get to those or not. What do you think?
We could do rapid fire, man. Let's go. Let's go.
866-821-8255 is the number. 866-821-TALK. And we're a little behind schedule this morning. Did you oversleep?
No.
And you walk into the studio.
I was right on time.
At 9:59.
I was right on time, except for somebody messed with my board.
Yeah.
And freaked me out.
Yeah, we walk into the studio at 9:59. That's a new development. I guess that's what happens when you're really good.
Hey, we can't all be a half an hour early. Come on.
3 hours early. I was in the studio 7 this morning, so whatever snide comment you want to make about that.
Get a life, buddy. Get a life!
Tons of stuff to talk about. Microsoft, Google, Apple, Samsung. Some interesting Windows developments. And your calls at 866-821-8255, 866-821-TALK. I eat too many Skittles. Have you ever, I don't know if it happens to you, but when there's something about Skittles that makes your cheeks kind of raw.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's called eating 400 of them. That's what it's called.
Yeah, it was Valentine's Day yesterday, and I got some Skittles.
Oh.
And,
look at you, Mr. Sweetheart.
Well, you know what's really funny? You know what's really funny? I got a check yesterday from a client in a card.
That's unusual.
Yeah.
For you.
Yeah. In a card. In a card that in the front was like a thumbprint with little ears and little feet. And it said, Thumb Bunny. And then you open the card and it says, Loves You. And in the card was a check. Now, what does that tell you?
Okay, wait a minute, hold on. Was it a client or a stalker?
Yeah.
Was it one of your many stalkers and posing as clients?
Yeah. And it was very cute. I appreciated it. It was good. Let's get the show started. As you can tell, we have the ever-present, massively muscular, cold stone, evil Steve at my side.
You're quasi-evil. You're semi-evil. You're the margarine of evil. You're the Diet Coke of evil. Just one calorie, not evil enough.
Evil. Evil is his one and only name.
And me. I'm my computer's user and your host, Dr. Dave.
Uh-oh, break balls of fire, I'm audacious.
Yeah! 866-821-8255. 866-821-TALK. So what's happening is my cheeks are getting stuck from because of so too many Skittles.
How many did you eat, man?
Oh, it wasn't that many. It was less than 2 or 3 pounds.
Get out of here.
No, it was like a couple pounds. Well, what's really astonishing about it is I ate them in about 17 minutes.
So they came in a tube, you know, probably an inch and a half around, probably 6-8 inches tall, mm-hmm. clear plastic with a little Valentine's heart on the top, filled. And so it was great because I could, you know, drive the truck and just, and I, it was like I was drinking them, you know, just right out of the tube.
Well, that's your problem right there, mister. You're not supposed to drink the whole thing at once. It's supposed to last you like a week or two.
Yeah.
And you ate them in like 5 minutes.
No, it was more than that. It was, you know. It was a trip in the truck.
Well, quit rubbing it in. I know that's what you're doing.
And so, because
I can get crap.
Oh, well,
Valentine's Day.
No, I'm just complaining because I can't talk. Every time I say a word, I bite my cheeks.
Oh, well, then maybe you should.
It's not good.
Choose your words selectively.
I wonder if I should rub the inside of my cheeks with lard
rather than what you usually do, which is just.
I would
keep your lips flapping no matter what.
866-821-8255. 866-821-8255.
Cut down. Cut down on the jibber-jabber, Dr. Dave, and get to it, would you? You got 108 stories to go.
We do, indeed. We've got a ton of them, and let's get started. I'm using, actually, it's kind of interesting because I might seem a little distracted at the moment. It's because I'm using the new alpha version of Mozilla Firefox called Aurora.
Are you really?
Yeah, think about this, how silly things have gotten. And we just say these terms like nothing. It doesn't even occur to us anymore. But I'm using Mozilla's Aurora Firefox. Now, think about those three terms 10 years ago, 20 years ago. We would have, what? Like Google and Yahoo and Facebook and all these almost nonsensical. Really, they're practically iconic now, but I'm impressed. It works well. It obviously is. What are you eating? What
nothing.
Are you eating?
Nothing.
Not Skittles.
Ignore it.
But you know, it's amazing. It's an alpha product, but it's pretty darn stable. I've been impressed. I'm surprised. It's working pretty well. There are some issues, but what's interesting about it, and this is not a negative, the thing I like about Firefox, you know, it's got a lot of add-ins, it's pretty good performance, great compatibility. I mean, it's gotten to the point now, unfortunately, as good as Internet Explorer is. I'll tell you, I think Internet Explorer is every bit as good as any other browser. The problem is that, and I know this is going to sound contradictory, but some of the really the mainstream websites, particularly in professional situations, like if you're a financial advisor, you do stuff with Schwab and you go to their Schwab website, it's not reliable with Internet Explorer. It says more bad about Schwab than about Internet Explorer, but that's the case. With Firefox, you get really a well-rounded browser without the negatives of using Google Chrome. Google Chrome really is pretty aggressive in tracking your travels around the Internet. Now, of course, you know, everybody always says, well, not everybody, but the folks that like to make excuses for this stuff, and they're probably, assuming the best, they're probably right that this is all done anonymously. Robots track this stuff. Nobody knows anything about you that matters. You don't need to worry. We'll come back. We'll talk about how maybe we do need to worry after this.
Afraid of the doctor? Maybe a little phone shy? That's okay. You can send Dr. Dave an email live during the show at drdavelive@gmail.com.
Hey, guys, this is Evil Steve. Yeah, the evil one, back again, here to talk to you about Dr. Dave's data recovery. First of all, Dr. Dave and I would like to thank you for another great year of Dr. Dave's data recovery service. It's been outstanding. We all know how important it is to back up your data. But if you didn't back up your data, and those important documents, or even more important, precious family pictures, are stuck on a dead drive somewhere, well, there is a way to get them unstuck, and it's called Dr. Dave's Data Recovery. From hard drives to floppy disks, thumb drives, flashcards, you name it, we can do it. First step, go to davemason.com, click on the Dr. Dave's Data Recovery button, and you'll find all the info you need right there. Dr. Dave will get your drive and do his Dr. Dave magic as usual and get your precious data back to you safe and sound. So do the smart thing. Let Dr. Dave's Data Recovery come to your rescue. That's Dr. Dave's Data Recovery at davemason.com.
I've just discovered one of the most important new tools for security and privacy on the internet today. Hey, Dr. Dave here. ID Vault looks like a military-grade USB memory stick, but it's much more. It stores all your usernames and passwords, and you don't have to worry about the remnants left on your PC after online banking. ID Vault prevents you from signing into phishing sites that steal your identity and your money. It automatically signs you into your online financial accounts with ID Vault SecureView. It automatically enters your credit card information when you shop online, so your credit card is safe from hackers and even keystroke loggers. Here's how it works. ID Vault encrypts your account passwords on a smart card microchip inside a tamper-proof USB device where the criminals can't get at them. Best of all, it's economical and easier and faster to use than usernames and passwords. Anyone who surfs the net needs their ID Vault. So get yours at idvault.com today and save $10. That's idvault.com. Tell them you heard it here on Computer Talk with Dave Mason. You've done everything you're supposed to do to protect yourself from identity theft, the fastest growing crime in America, but nothing's perfect, so how can you guarantee that your identity won't be stolen? Hi, this is Dr. Dave, host of Computer Talk with Dave Mason. LifeLock is the answer. Listen to what LifeLock CEO Todd Davis told me recently on my show.
The idea that you're going to hide your information clearly doesn't work. Let's go tell those criminals we're going to take control again. I'm not going to live in fear. I'm going to surf the web. I'm going to bank online. I'm going to shop online. I'm going to take advantage of technology without worrying about looking over my shoulder about who's going to steal my identity or what damage they're going to do to it. I'll back up every client we have at LifeLock with that $1 million guarantee.
There you go. You can stop worrying about identity theft because the folks at LifeLock have got your back. LifeLock, real identity theft protection with an astonishing $1 million guarantee. Go get LifeLock today at LifeLock.com or call 877-LIFELOCK. That's 877-543-3562. Tell Todd Davis, Dr. Dave sent you.